Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, magnificent, outstanding, so very loved, incredibly talented, and awfully sexy people. OMG, we have gone into a new dimension with the channel, guys. Channeling, those of you that are actually doing the work should be moving into a really exciting period where things are coming in exponentially faster and easier and with greater accessibility. The information dropping into me and the ease that it's coming in with is really nothing short of miraculous. I urge you in the next hour to listen, to really participate, to know that you are the director of your own energy and the master of your own creation, and take really positive intention into this next hour. Know that your question will be answered whether I get to you on the call or not. If you want to talk to me, please press 1 so that we can get you in the lineup. I want to welcome all our new stations and networks that are carrying us now. Very exciting for me, this expansion, and definitely proof of how the work works, because I've been holding strong intention about rippling this work out in a much, much bigger way. For those of you just joining us, this work is based on the latest channeled information for the collective consciousness. And it's all about you taking responsibility with yourself, loving yourself, which is the key to it all, and really starting to manifest in your life what you want, so that you actually see it being delivered to you in creation in your own life, in the 3D world, as they say. So know you're the answer. Know you're the highest answer. Take responsibility and hang with us. We will help you create a life of your dreams, I promise you. I want to start with some things that I have been tracking for myself. And if you all read the e-blast last week and hopefully did the hour of the Collective Consciousness webinar that I included for you for free, you'll know that we've been tracking this being tired. I hear everywhere I go, I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, I'm so overwhelmed. And I wrote a lot about it last week, and some more information has been coming in around it. And basically, they took me to the genetic subjects. Now, again, our channel explains genetics as ideas we have agreed to share with other people, whether they're blood people or society or religion or whatever. The genetic topic of being taken care of. And there is a prevalent belief that in order to take care of ourselves, we have to struggle. Now, you can understand our enigma here, that if this whole work is based on loving ourselves and giving up the struggle and allowing the ease and effortlessness of our own life to come in, we're battling ourselves, aren't we? Half of us is saying, well, in order to take care of myself, I get to create everything I want because I love myself so much and my life becomes easier. And then the other part of it is going, no, in order to take care of me, I have to struggle and I have to conquer and I have to work really hard. So which part of you do you want to bring the other part over into? Because as you know, we have to all of us has to be integrated into one complete whole in order for us to manifest in the way we are desiring. It was interesting also, and this, by the way, that I'm talking about right now, it's for most of the people on the call, not everybody, but most of the people on the call. And they took me to when I was about 8 years old. I'm telling you this because I want you to see how we put together false belief systems that limit us in our lives. They took me to, I think I was 6 or 8, and I had come down with scarlatina, which is a form of scarlet fever. And as you know, poor family, my mother had to work, so I stayed with my grandmother. And she made me stay in bed. I could not get out of bed except to go to the restroom. And my preacher even came over to see me. Well, preachers, all I knew is preachers didn't go to see you unless you were dying, right? So in my 6 to 8 year old subconscious, I put together the belief that if I don't make sure I get enough sleep and rest, that God won't love me and I will die. So now I'm starting to, well, I am creating everything I want, all these opportunities, which are asking me to do a lot of traveling, right? Now, if you put these two beliefs together, I want you to follow this. So my little girl, who's still afraid, or was still afraid when I found this, is going, oh my gosh, you're too busy. You're not going to get enough sleep. And that means you're going to get sick. And you put that together with the belief that I have to struggle really hard to get what I want. And you've got these subconscious going into a lot of turmoil when she's actually creating everything she wants. So again, we define part of ourselves as in harmony with what we want, but there's another part of us going, if you get it, you'll have to pay. And those are the things that I'm trying to bring to your consciousness and help you bring to your consciousness so that we can all be united and all the aspects of us can be on board joyfully in love with what we're saying that we want. So around this, we are claiming I am divine love and the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol and the formula. The second thing that came in was I have to take care of others to be powerful, which is why oftentimes I thrive in our community, but when we go to the acting community where I'm taking care of myself more and doing it more for myself, I feel like I fall out of my power. And then what do? When we feel like we fall out of our power, we compensate to look more powerful, but it doesn't come off that way. What it comes off with is kind of based in fear and belligerence a little bit. Like, I damn well am going to show you that I'm powerful. Instead of being able to stand firmly, quietly, and powerfully in the power. This, they're saying, is for every single person that's ever going to hear this call and for all of the collective consciousness. So we're claiming right now that I get to take care of myself and I get to serve others. Because I am powerful. That's who I am. I am that in the vibration of who I am. And I get to love myself first and therefore send out love then into the world, which chooses to take care of others and does not include enabling them so that they don't have to come forward for themselves. Okay, I think we can go to the calls now, so let's just balance that before we move in. I am divine love. Open your hearts, guys. There you go. I am divine love. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. And we're off and running. Okay, I'm going to start with Lisa in Illinois. Hi, honey. You're on. Hold on. You're not on yet. There you go. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
what's up?
Hi, Dee. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Good morning. So I have a specific question. Can I ask that? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So I had a second interview. I've been looking. I called a while back to you. I've been looking very, very hard, especially the last 3 months. And I'm going to have a final interview for an opening. I wonder what you see with that or something else coming up. Do you see anything with that next week? Or
okay, let me explain again, Lisa. I'm not a psychic. I don't read the future. But I can tell you that there's something out of alignment with you, that if you bring it into alignment, your chances of completing this are extremely good. I want to get clear with especially a lot of our new listeners. There is nothing out of your control in your life that you cannot change the outcome about. Do you understand? And it's not like a lot of psychics can pick up where you're at energetically right now, and that's what they read. And so they go, this is going to happen. But that doesn't mean that in any moment of your life you can't shift that if you get your own energy in alignment with what you want. So let's see what you need to bring in alignment. Give me a movie, please.
Okay, I kind of not so sure what you mean out of alignment, but I feel like I'm in alignment with this.
I will explain.
Okay.
Just give me the name of the movie.
Not sure what's coming to mind.
Just let it drop in, honey. Don't try to find it. Just let it drop in.
A Streetcar Named Desire or something like that.
Okay, A Streetcar Named Desire. That's perfect, because there's a lot of angst about this. There's a lot of angst about you having been out of work, and a lot of angst about, oh, gosh, are they going to give me this desire of my heart, right? Is this going to happen? Usually within the question is the answer, and you're a little anxious about this, and that's why you called to ask the question. I want everybody to look in their own lives now and see where the fun and the joy has been replaced by anxiousness. That takes you out of harmony with actually creating it in your life. Do you understand, Lisa? Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I have been a little anxious about getting a position.
You bet.
Yeah. But you know what? Less with this one than a lot of them. I wasn't anxious at all in the interview, and it went really well.
Exactly. And so
I was the opposite. I was the opposite of anxious. I had no expectations when I walked in.
Okay. Can you stay there? Can you
know
that in your direction of the energy, when you play pretend and you close your eyes and you're going into this final thing and you go, I'm just turning it over. It's already done.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to speak from my heart. I'm going to be in alignment with already having this job and feeling great about it. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't
quite
how you felt when you asked the question, was it?
Yeah, maybe just a little anxious. But I wasn't at all on the interview. And I kind of just let whatever it be, just talk to the people and, ended up...
Okay, and so you have proof that worked, right?
Yeah.
You have proof, because you got a call back, that absolutely works for you. So go in and do it again. That's all you have to do.
Maybe also think, too, that the right thing will happen when it's supposed to happen. Maybe I need to replace
No. The right thing happens all the time when you're in alignment with it. It's your time, okay. Lisa. It's your time. It's your opportunity, you know. And if for some reason this one doesn't come through, you just get up and create again, knowing that you just have to keep yourself in harmony with it. But they're saying this is a really good possibility for you. Just get back into the fun and letting go.
Yet do you see this place as being a good place for me? Because that's the other thing that I want to make sure that I go into.
You have to see it as the place for you, Lisa. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
The more you see it as the place for you, the more you will have an opportunity to make it your place. Do you understand? It's your choice. It's not fate. It's not chance. It's choice and intention. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart, and good luck. Go get him. You bet. Boy, that was a beautiful, really beautiful lesson for everybody there, guys. All right, Bob, how are you, honey? What's going on?
I'm doing very well, and I don't have a question. And the last time I called in, I talked about the Joy dishwashing soap, which I have all over my house. I mean, in the cans, not on the floor. But I wanted to share something that has really clicked in, and I think other people might enjoy. I am now debt-free.
Oh, and my God. Bob, wait. Let's don't just rush by that, because when you started working with us, there was a lot of debt, wasn't there?
I will tell you what happened.
You had a lot of anxiousness about it.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've whittled it away religiously. When a bill comes in the mail, I write a check the same day. If the mailman has already left, I get it to the post office by 5:00.
So
no
you're
day.
Taking ultimate responsibility for what you are responsible for. And the universe responds to that, everybody.
Yes.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
And bills come in for lesser amounts than I was expecting. There's no day that I have a bill unpaid. I got rid of my credit card debt through a stiff letter Anna W., who's part of our group, sent to me, and it's available if anybody else is interested. But I was able to get rid of $300,000 of the credit card debt. You remember years ago they would say 0% as long as you pay. And then when I started not paying, it went up to 20%. I got rid of three, at $100,000 each with their scheme. And I just stood up and I said no, but I had a sort of a legal document. I'm working on my mortgages, and I'm getting them refinanced one by one. So eventually my goal is to have no mortgages either. And I feel wonderfully free and strong.
You bet, Bob. My God, it's like we haven't been working together very long, but this is a whole different song and bop than the bop that I did the first private with, Baby Cakes. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yes, because you went from being a victim, Bob, to saying, okay, this is my responsibility, I'm going to do something about it. And now you've created yourself in your own power. And in a nutshell, guys, that's what it's all about. You have to be tough love with yourself. You have to take responsibility for your life. If you're having money issues, don't allow yourself to be a victim to the money issues. And by the way, the special for money is posted at IMD Wallace. That's our special that we're rolling out for a few months. Don't allow yourself to remain a victim. Stand back and go, nobody else is going to do this for me. Where are my answers? What are the possibilities? Where are my answers? What are the possibilities? They would like a song from you, Bob.
I'm in the money.
Okay. And they said before you gave it to me, that was an affirmation. Indeed you are. And please, they want you to own in every way that you created being in the money again. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in with that great affirmation and guidance for everybody. Wonderful, Bob. I'm dancing.
Thank you.
I am dancing. I'm telling you, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, awesome. All right, Susan in New Jersey, what's up? Whoops, wait, I didn't get you on. There you are. What's going on? Susan? Well, it says you're on. Oh, are we having switchboard issues again? Can you bring Susan in New Jersey on, Stephen? All right, well, I don't know what's going on here, guys. Let me try it one more time, and then if not, I'll move on. Susan, are you there? Susan in New Jersey. Okay. All right. We are going to, and I hope the switchboard is going to play with me now. Jeannie in New York, can you come on?
I just wanted to say hello.
Well, hello, darling. How are you?
Everything is coming up roses.
Well, good. I'm loving these affirmations. I'm loving the whole vibration on the show is very positive and up today.
It
and
is.
I like that.
And everything you said at the beginning, my head was shaking up and down, up and down. Yes, 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 yes. And
yeah.
You even got it in sign language.
Yeah, you know, we really have to get over this overwhelm and exhaustion. We got a lot of spiritual work to do here on this plane, not the least of which is creating a lot of money and joy and health for ourselves. That takes energy, right?
Exactly. And
yeah.
When you make the right decisions and think about it, or you think about it and then make the right decisions, it makes no never mind which way you work anymore. The right things come to you. Even
you
if
bet.
It's expensive, there are ways to work around it.
Yeah, you just keep looking at the possibilities, guys. But if you allow yourself to fall into that victim toilet place, you cannot, literally cannot see the possibilities for you. Do you understand? So, you know, claim your power. You are more powerful than you will ever know. And I love you, Jeannie. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure. God bless and love everybody. And remember, we are not victims. We are in charge.
You bet. We are powerful broads and guys here. Okay, we're going to Mary in Maryland. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, baby cakes.
Hey,
I am
baby
a powerful
cakes.
Broad.
Yes, I know that. I have no doubt that you are.
I was going through some stuff, getting rid of some clutter, and came across all of my beautiful printouts from the first gratitude of self-love that we did.
Uh-huh.
And they're all printed out in beautiful color and stuff. And this was the other day, and I said to myself, you know what? I could probably benefit from doing this again. So for the
well,
third time, honey,
you know,
I'm joining
I don't
you.
Think we can ever love ourselves more, Mary.
Well, I agree.
Again, everybody, it starts tomorrow.
Yep.
This really is your last chance. And hopefully Brian and Joni, they're willing to come in and work on Sunday later on. But seriously, the cutoff has got to be like 3 o'clock this afternoon, New York time.
they just keep coming.
yeah. I had several more people sign up yesterday. It's an incredibly powerful program, guys. You know, you've heard a lot of testimonials on it.
Yeah.
I can unconditionally guarantee you that the more you love yourself, the happier, the
yep.
wealthier, and the healthier you will be in this life.
Indeed.
And this Mary is proof of that.
Sorry. Yes, indeed. I do have one little question I'd like to ask you.
Yeah.
There's a little place where I've fallen out, and I don't know quite. how to pull myself in, so I thought I'd get some help from you, if I may.
Yep. Yeah.
Following all this stuff with my hip and things going beautifully and back at work and all this stuff, I suddenly started having just excruciating pain halfway between the knee and the joint. No joint pain, but just between. And it's just excruciating. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
The knee and what joint?
The hip joint. So it's in the middle of the leg, kind of where they sawed it off to pound the piece in and, you know, that kind of thing. And we can't get to the bottom of it. So I'm out of whack somewhere.
Okay. I get a yes on that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a doctor, but mm-hmm. we're going to address this energetically.
Oh.
Well, give me a movie, and then I'll tell you what they yelled in my ear.
A movie. The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music. Okay. All right. What they yelled in my ear, Mary, was, you don't frickin' want to go back to work.
I am back at work.
I know.
But I don't want to, huh?
Well, I don't know. Does that resonate with you or not?
Well, you know what? Now that I'm back, I'm okay. But before I went back, it sure as the devil did.
Yeah. And they're saying you discovered and you loved the freedom of you know, the hills are alive and just running through the fields of life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Okay. And so the message to you is you do not have to exchange one for the other. And once your consciousness knows that, then your leg's going to be able to walk more freely in the freedom.
Awesome.
So make going back to work a choice that you love, a choice that empowers you, and know that you create your freedom to run through the lilies of the world, whether you're at work or whether you're home or on vacation or whatever you're doing. And send that leg a lot of love. Thank you very much. I got the message. And that's not to say you shouldn't check in with your doctor on a physical level.
Oh, I am,
level,
yeah.
But that is to say, get yourself in alignment. And here that word is again, Lisa. Get yourself in alignment mm-hmm. with loving what you're doing in your life.
That was it. That was the spot.
Yeah, knowing that you're free within your responsibilities, guys. You're free.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
wow,
love it.
I am divine love around that. That was I needed that one too, Miss Mary. Thank you.
Oh, I love you so much. Thank you, honey.
I love to you, baby. Wow. Yep. See, that goes right along with being overwhelmed and being tired and everything, doesn't it? Cindy in Texas. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Dee, I have another medical question, and I know that you're not a doctor. I've been having this pain in my shoulder and scap for quite some time, and I listen, and I'm a good student, and I work really hard with keeping my anxiety down, but I wonder whether it's emotional and spiritual or whether it's muscular.
Let me address that. Everything starts in your energy first. Everything. If you can get to the pinpoint, like I did with my Scarlatina, right?
Yes.
I feel like I'm somebody else today now that I've gotten to that, truly. And the first thing they said to me, Cindy, was, who is the pain in your neck right now? Who's the pain in your neck?
My husband.
Yeah, that's what your shoulder pain is coming from. It feels like shoulder, but it's really starting in your neck. An adjustment would help if you have a chiropractor, an osteopath. That would help. But you've really got to address why you're allowing him to be a pain in the neck.
Yes.
And you're like... they're showing my shoulder going up. You're like carrying him in your responsibility on, is it your right shoulder?
It's my right shoulder, yes.
Yeah. because my right shoulder keeps going up. So you're carrying him in the responsibility. Go create yourself. Don't use him as your excuse, right, to weigh you down.
Yes. Yes.
That's, okay, that's, I think we've talked about this before.
So, we have.
Well, then you've got to start walking the talk, baby. You've got to start walking the talk and going, Cindy, every moment that you don't address this, every moment you don't forgive him, every moment you don't send him love, let him be your red dot, every moment you give yourself up for him is giving you a pain in the neck and hurting your shoulder.
Okay.
You got
I
it?
Keep
it,
walking this line. I don't want to destroy his life and upset everything by not being his wife anymore. But I feel
well,
this
and nobody's
need.
Nobody's saying that you have to do it that way, but you have to get yourself back in harmony with being with him.
With, yeah, because I
know?
Continue to choose to be with him, so I need to be happy and full of love,
exactly,
and joy and fun.
Right now you're choosing to be with him at the payment of yourself.
Yeah.
So that tells me that in your field of possibilities, there is not the possibility that I can be with him and be happy. And until you allow yourself to own that possibility, it ain't going to be one. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Okay.
I do understand.
Well,
can
let's
I just
walk
ask...
our talk then, Cindy. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Ask what?
Just this last thing with your pendulum and the channel. There's no lung involvement. You don't see any issues with my lungs.
That's the right question. I get a no on that, but they are saying you will breathe a lot easier when you don't feel held down.
Okay.
You got it?
God bless you. Thank you for your work.
Not a doctor, Cindy.
I'm going tomorrow.
Want to have things checked out.
Sure.
If you're concerned about him. But energetically, I'm not getting there's anything else. This is the primary issue for you to address in your life.
I so appreciate your work, Dee.
Thank you, sweetheart. Much love to you.
Thank
and good
you.
Luck. You can you do too. This.
Thank you, Dee.
All right, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, what's up, honey?
Well, guess what? I've got enough money now for the lawyer that I have here, and enough for all my bills. So I think I'm going to go with that instead of the one that free one. I didn't get a very good feeling with her. I felt like
then move away.
Yeah,
move
I just
away.
I didn't get a good feeling. So I felt very much like. That she wasn't really for my greatest good. You know what I mean?
Well, like, then, and what I want everybody to hear, especially if you're joining us at first, if you feel that way, then they will not be for your highest good. So
exactly.
Move into the feeling of what it feels like when you're making your decisions. Feel into your heart. Feel into what feels right and get out of your head so much. So good for you, Susan. Now, you see, within 2 weeks, you've really turned this around into moving back into your power, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, I realized a belief system, too, with that, and that was the belief that... doing with pro bono like that was actually a belief that you weren't going to be getting the best of the best kind of a thing. It was kind of a belief system that I discovered in myself.
Yes, and Susan, they want to take it even further than that, is you have kind of a blanket belief that Susan can't get the best of the best for herself. And they want you to start loving yourself enough to know that you can. So during this Gratitude of Self-Love program, I want you to focus on holding the intention that I love myself enough to give me and to receive from the world the best of the best. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, in fact, when I looked at the amount, I came up and I realized that I even had more than enough money. I had extra money. So that was really exciting for me. Now, I do have a question, though, because lately, I don't know what's going on. I know that it's all starting out energetic, but this is a physical health question. I haven't felt good lately. I've been kind of sick lately with physical stuff going on, headache and some other physical stuff, and I'm wondering what that's all about.
They want you to check your health. Check your health for, am I still going to the health? Yeah. Check your health for lead or monoxide or, because the heat, did you just start using your heat?
Yeah, I just started using my heat.
Yeah, okay. Make sure that somebody checks that to make sure it's okay and functioning properly. And I'm not a doctor, but guys, I have so much information about this that actually I'm thinking about doing a webinar about it. Heavy metal toxicity is very, very prevalent in our world. And if you are experiencing any kind of neurological, you know, shakiness, weakness in your legs, disorientation, any of that kind of stuff, I urge you to have a heavy metal test. It's a urine test. It's not very expensive. And I have found for me that it was the basis of a lot of things that they did thousands and thousands of dollars of tests on, and this little test found the answer. So, you know, I really do believe that what goes on with me, and it's always been this way in the work, is for me to look at what's going on with the collective consciousness. So if you're working with a doctor, it's a simple test to do to see if you have any heavy metals, because if you don't release them, they can, you know, affect your brain, your thinking, your memory, big-time memory, your neurological systems, dizziness, all that kind of stuff. So all of that's tied in together, but they want you to check your furnace. They brought me back to the furnace or the heat or something around there, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right,
okay.
Darling. Thank you for calling in.
All right,
and
thank
actually,
you.
They're asking me, all of us, and you know you have to do this yourself again, to come together and around the heavy metal toxicity, we're claiming I am divine love. This is the direction to allow our bodies and brains to release any toxicity, invoking the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol, and the formula. So it is. That's our clear direction. To easily and effortlessly release our bodies, brains, minds, psyches from the, any kind of toxicity. And that means spiritual toxicity also. Okay. All righty. We're going to Coral in Wisconsin. Hi, honey. You're on.
Good morning, Dee. You've touched on quite a few of the things that I was thinking about at the beginning of this call. And there's two things that are coming up. First of all, I have had some money movement. There's some stuff happening now where there's jobs coming in. Not
good.
Exactly the job that I wanted, but I didn't stop creating. I'm like, okay, this is just a starting point. There's something better coming along, and actually more jobs, at least offers, are starting to come in.
Yeah, get a yes on all that.
But this is my old career, and what I really want to do is to shift into a new career, which is I went and got certified to be an international tour manager. And
let me jump here, because they're already telling me there's two things that you need to bring into harmony with yourself. One of them is travel. So are you ready, willing, and able to travel a lot?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, then I want to go to the second thing. Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie.
Goonies,
okay. Well, Goonies, they were stuck on an island, right? If I remember from my long ago thing.
Stuck in a cave. They were being chased by the bad guys through the
Okay, tunnel. So right now, this is what goes across everything, Coral. There's still a part of you that feels stuck. And you have to get yourself in alignment and harmony with being free. As soon as you do that, all this other stuff is going to open. But you're waiting for that stuff to open up so you can feel free. It works the other way. You got to feel free, and then the stuff opens up.
Okay, this goes into a little bit other question. This has to do with where I'm living. Because I do actually travel a lot, I'm staying with my family, which is my mother and my grandmother. And long story short, basically, one of my uncles lost his place to live and has come in to move with us.
Yeah, you've got to get out of there.
I know. And that's part of my stuckedness. He is an alcoholic and a drug addict. And him staying here is just enabling him to honestly just be worse. And I'm having a hard time because I know when, you know, other people are not supposed to be able to create in our experience. However, he is destructive, and it's affecting me.
It is affecting you. And, you know, let me talk to that for a minute. It is a challenge when people are so prevalent in our lives for us to keep creating in joy and love and freedom and not get our attention pulled toward them.
And there's a lot of anger in the family in general. A lot of anger.
Absolutely. Yep, I get a yes. And you placed yourself there so that you could say, this is so not what I want. What I want is freedom, and that's what I'm going to create. Now, that being said, they want you to open yourself to the possibilities of where you might be able to go and affordably still support yourself while these new opportunities are coming up. There are absolutely other places to go, but you have not looked for them. So can you love yourself enough to do that?
Yes.
Say, I'm ready, willing, and able to be free right now.
I'm ready, willing, and able to be free right now.
So, universe, all energy, come in, play with me, support me in this, and bring in the possibilities of where I can go that is a really supportive environment where I can practice being free. But while I'm here, until that's created, I'm practicing being free. I'm going into my room. I'm creating my freedom. He's a great opportunity, they're saying. Use him as the red dot and send him love. Because now, you're using him as an excuse to fall out of love. You understand?
And I can feel that. 100% I can feel that.
Yeah. So he doesn't take your choice away, but you have to choose to always move back into choice.
Okay?
You understand?
I might not be feeling it, but I can feel it. I know you're right.
Yeah. the channel is absolutely right. And that's why you got to love yourself enough to play some tough love with yourself right now.
Okay.
Okay. Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Bye. And we're going to miss Sharon in Bermuda. Hi.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
Oh, so good, darling. How are you?
Oh, knee-deep in bliss. I turned 40 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, darling.
Thank you. I'm having Alka-Seltzer today. It's one of those days.
Well, I'm glad you're having a fizz with us.
Well, I had to. So I just really want to come on and give a wee bit of a testimonial.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, just a little celebration of life, which you know about, but I'll share with the group. This has been a year of absolute miracles, every single second of it, the entire thing. And I'll just fill in with the group. I wrote a book, and it's going to be going out into the world. And I live in Bermuda, but I'm a UK citizen. And I was no longer living with my husband, but if I divorced, I would lose Bermuda. And all these things were going on. And then this beautiful opportunity appeared where someone complained about me to immigration that I was living here without my husband. And it started this amazing journey of pure miracles. So I knew that if I focused on the details of what was happening, I wouldn't attract the miracle. So instead, I claimed dominion of love, and I just was love about the entire situation. I moved to excitement. And when I went to see the immigration people, I chose to be so full that I was spilling over, and I made a dominant intent that I would make lots of friends because I really didn't care what happened. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't lose my love. And so the immigration people, we had so many giggles and laughs together. It was a completely different experience to what other people would have. I made several friends there and went back out into the world and kept playing. And when they invited me back, they gave me an option that I didn't think was a possibility. They gave me permission to reside on the island until I was divorced, but not to work. So because the universe is really, really clever, in March of this year, I had a little bike accident, which was also a gorgeous little thing. And I was unable to leave the house for about 7 weeks. And my clients usually pay 6 or 7 weeks in advance. So I had to create a new structure, a kind of quantum healing, where I could work on them and they could receive the work without seeing me face to face. In May of the year, I had already closed down my clinic. So when immigration told me I couldn't work, essentially what I was doing was a form of prayer. So it couldn't be found. It couldn't be considered as work. And all my clients had already paid before the decision was made for 6 weeks in advance. So I was able to go through this period of time. And rather than take the two options that they gave me, one was to remain here and create a partnership with someone. And someone offered that on the day, of course, because that's the universe. I chose a third number, I chose door number 3, and I decided to create my business in Northern Ireland. And then I discovered that I was qualified for a new law that if I spent half the year in Bermuda, which I'm legally can do, and half the year in Ireland, I'm tax-free. So I don't have to pay any taxes in the biggest launch of my career, which is lovely. And the other option is if I learn to drive and get a wee car and I've bought a house, it's all absorbed by the business. And also if I fly, all my flights are absorbed by the business. So essentially, I'm being paid to be me, which is wonderful. And then last Thursday, a house appeared. And in 7 days, Thursday to Thursday, I've bought a house, had it surveyed, created a contract that is flawless. It's being painted as we speak, and furniture will arrive on Wednesday. And when I move in on Thursday, my bed will be made, and I will be able to have a shower in my new home and begin my new adventure. And that's the universe.
Wow. Wow. In a nutshell, that's what this work is all about. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to realize that some of the things that would have put most of us in a victim mode, like, oh, my God, I'm being ousted from the island. Oh, my God, I fell on my bike and hurt myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
She chose to look at as an opportunity to create something with. and kept saying, what are my possibilities? Possibilities showed up that she didn't even realize were possible. And that's the creation process. Sharon, I'm in great gratitude for you sharing all this, because as we know, when we all understand and acknowledge that somebody's run the 4-minute mile, it's a lot easier for the rest of us to do it.
Brilliant, most darling. Most definitely. And can I just ask one quick wee thing?
Yes.
Yeah. You said to me a couple of days ago when we spoke that I would have an opportunity to honor myself. And I think it came, and I think I met it. And I just wanted to check and just say, did I meet it well?
Well, you answered that, did you?
Yes, I think I rocked it. It took me about 3/4 of a day, but I did.
You absolutely did. Mm-hmm. And there's another, they're underlining the word glorious opportunity about to be presented to you, not from a challenging point of view, just from an opportunity point of view, because you met the other one so well.
Yeah.
Okay.
An honor. Thank you so much, Dee.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so,
okay,
so much. I love you and the community. Bye.
I love you too, honey. Thank you. All right. And we're going to Leslie in Maui. What a great show this is. I'm loving this show. Hi, Leslie. You're on.
Aloha, Dee. Hi there.
Hi, love. What's up?
Well, I need your help, but I also want to give a testimonial too. So I'll do that first.
Okay.
First of all, for those of you sitting on the fence about the gratitude of love, it hasn't really even started, and things have started to shift for me. So I highly encourage anyone who's thinking about it and is on the fence to just jump off and join in.
Thank you.
Definitely watch the video, The Gift, because I had major shifts, which is, I wrote to you about that.
Yes, you did, Annie. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for responding.
The Gift is free, by the way. The Gift
is free. It's a wonderful 2-hour video, and I so want to come to something like that. Maybe you can come to Maui and do that one day. But anyways, it started something with me, and I want to let everyone know that we are huge creators, because I saw what a good creator I am in a negative way. I was ruminating on a situation at work, and it not only manifested, it actually manifested kind of worse than I would have wanted. And, of course, I went, as you talk about, I went straight into the toilet. And I sat there and swam in there for a while. And then all of a sudden, it was like I visually saw, I was at work still Friday night, this big old V stamped on my forehead, and it is not for vagina. It was for victim. Saw the big old V word. We have a theme in this call, I think, tonight or today. So it stopped me literally in my tracks, and I got to thinking about it. And I've seen that pattern in myself before, but I really kind of like got it. And,
yeah, you did.
And when I was driving home, and this is where I need your help, I think Sharon kind of helped me a little bit. Thank you, Sharon, in Bermuda, because I was listening to her. I didn't hear all of it, but
so,
I was listening.
We need to get to your question, because I'm going to have to
sign off.
Right,
and I'm getting there. So on the way home, I saw what I think is part of my issue with it, is that if I victimize myself first, I can't be hurt, and it sort of keeps me in my power.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I get to be right.
Yes, ma'am. And you
okay.
get to be right by making them wrong and saying you made me a victim.
Exactly. Thank you. I needed that part, and I had missed it. But I'm not sure how to shift out of this. It's been so much a part of my identity. How it's my identity, and I...
If you know what you don't want, you know what you do want.
You want. Okay.
I want to create and am creating myself powerful by allowing everybody in my life and the universe as a whole to love me, support me, respect me, and recognize me. I'm allowing the universe to do that now, because before I haven't allowed the universe to do it so I could remain a powerful victim.
Wow.
You see, you've got to see the universe in a whole different way now, baby. You've got to see the universe looking at Leslie going, We love her, we honor her, we respect her, we recognize her. And then you hold yourself in harmony with that, that the world sees you that way and that you're accepting it. Do you understand?
I do, and I had been resisting it being that easy.
Yep. So yeah. Around that, this is for all of us, so do it together, guys. I am divine love, invoking the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol, and the formula, and so it is. Wow, what an awesomely powerful show. Oh, my gosh, guys, I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your tough love. Thank you for walking the talk, and thank you for bringing in all the information that you do for all of us so we can share it and exponentially move forward in our lives so much faster. Remember, you are powerful creators. Go create powerfully in love and joy, knowing your own magnificence. Until we meet again, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, because I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.